And this is Pedro Reyes, and right now we have a special announcement right here by Jenny Rodriguez from the Mission Arts Cultural Center. How's it going, Jenny?
Oh, everything's fine. Celebrating Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
It's not too late to say happy Mother's Day to everybody, all the mamacitas.
That's right. And talking about Mother's Day, we know that, you know, we got to keep the arts going and, you know, make the creativity happen for the kids. And I hear you're running a campaign. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
MCCLA participates, Mission Cultural Center participates in Carnival every year. We feel it's one of the biggest cultural celebrations in town. And it's going to be on May 26th, which is Sunday before Memorial Day. So MCCLA is getting ready to participate, and we have, you know, a contingent. We have dancers getting ready. We have musicians for the float. And basically, we have this fundraising campaign to raise funds for Carnival, because, you know, these are a little bit expensive, and the situation, the financial situation, you know, that it's difficult. So in order to put this big show out there for the community, we need funds. And that's why we started this Indiegogo campaign. So I would say the easiest way, people want to contribute, people who know about Carnival, who've seen, you know, who've been to Mission Cultural Center and know the kind of cultural work that we do and how important Carnival, which we almost lost this year, but, you know, we are going back. So there's a committee and we're having Carnival again. Like Roberto Hernandez says, you know, you don't cancel Christmas, you don't cancel Carnival. So we are on our fundraising campaign, and basically the important thing would be for those who want to support us is to visit our website, and right there they just can click under the Indiegogo fundraising campaign and donate whatever, $5, $10, $20, whatever people feel comfortable with. But it will be a way of supporting the organization. It's the first time that we do an online campaign, and, you know, that would be a good way of measuring, you know, the amount of support that we're getting. But basically, we would like everybody to support, because it's contributing and supporting the arts, supporting the dancers, you know, the people who are working on the float, the musicians. We're also the Edison Charter Academy. All the kids from the Charter Academy are joining us in our parade. So, you know, we have a good thing going. Lots of people joining us and all these artistic disciplines coming together. So that's the importance of supporting not only MCCLA, but supporting, you know, a great cultural event, you know, in our community that everybody will get to enjoy.
And how long has MCCLA been a part of Carnaval?
Oh, my God. Carnaval is 35 years old already. The center in the past has participated consequently, and MCCLA, at least for the last 15 years, has been participating every year. It's a wonderful way to join the cultural work that we're doing. So it's been 15 years consecutively that we've been participating.
Wow. And uh-huh. All the proceeds would go for the kids' costumes and, you know, musicians and other stuff you would need for the float?
Yeah, you know, you need banners, you need a flatbed, you need a truck, you need driver, you need to have generators and vehicles to hold things back and forth. This year we'll also be participating in Carnaval on the two-day festival, the 25th and 26th. We're going to have participating in the Arte Expo. So it's going to be a big tent where the organizations, Recita Eyes, Acción Latina, Galería de la Raza, MCCLA will be participating with arts and crafts, a little exhibit. We're going to have a hands-on screen printing workshops. It's not only the parade, you know, we're also participating in the festival, the two-day festival. So we'll be also working with the kids. It's going to be an all-encompassing kind of event for us this year, you know, and so we are working on both things at the same time. That's why we need volunteers, people to help out. And if people want to join also the comparsa, the only thing is that they need to wear the Carnaval t-shirt, for the official Carnaval t-shirt. But, you know, just an invitation for people to let us know before so that they can register to participate with us. But there's still that chance. But
how can they do that?
Okay. In order to participate with us, they need to register. You know, for insurance purposes, everybody needs to be registered. They cannot just jump in last minute. They need to contact the center at come to 2868. We're on Mission Street between 24th and 25th, 2868. So they can come, they can register. They wear white pants, and they need to wear our official Carnival T-shirt. The T-shirts are $15, but we think that that's the cheapest costume you can get to join us in Carnival. They can certainly join us, yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know, if folks want to find out more information about the MCCLA, how can they do that?
They can check our website, missionculturalcenter.org. And there's all the information about participation and also how to donate to our Indiegogo campaign. That's very important.
And what would you like to say to all the moms out there that, you know, bring the kids to the center and maybe that don't know about the center? What would you like to say to them?
Well, I would say that the same way that we train our kids to participate in soccer or baseball, it's something that needs to start from a very early age. So arts is something that we need to be immersed in so that the kids can see the benefit and the value of, you know, working on their identity and also enjoying in the arts and participating in a very meaningful activity. So I would say to the moms to please, you know, consider at the same time that the kids are doing their sports that they also consider the arts. It's very important to improve the quality of life of our community and of our families. So I think that the arts is nothing to be missed.
And once again, the website is
missionculturalcenter.org.
And for the campaign?
Indiegogo, I think you have to go through the missionculturalcenter.org just to make it easy. And then there's a button where you'll see the Indiegogo fundraising campaign. You just click there, and then you make your donation.
Wonderful. Once again, well, thank you very much for taking a little bit of time off your busy day right here, especially on Mother's Day and still working, you know. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Pedro. Also, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air and to get to everybody in the community and invite them to join us, to come to Carnival, to donate, and to come to Mission Cultural Center. We have many wonderful things happening. So check the website and our calendar of events.
Wonderful. Have a good day. Feliz Día de las Madres.
Okay. Thank you, Pedro.
Adios.
Okay. Bye.